Hey everyone, welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. On this podcast, we share some thoughts from our weekly gatherings as home churches, as well as our messages from when we all get together. It's our desire to help people become fully devoted followers of Jesus, and we hope that this podcast encourages you to walk in that way. Thanks again for joining us, and enjoy this episode. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. It has been a little while, and God has been doing some great things here in our lives, personally, in Motion Church, and we are just so excited to start 2020 with our church and kicking back off our podcast here. And, you know, our goal is to share some insight into what we're studying as a church each week, and also give practical tips to put faith into action. And so this podcast is pretty much just a discussion between me, Caleb Rich, and our lead pastor, Shannon Dan. And so for today, our episode, we'll be sharing a little bit about what we shared with our church this past week, and also a little bit into just deeper into what we didn't cover on Saturday. And so we are excited to get started for today. So Shannon, it's good to have you with us, man. We are excited to do the podcast this week. First thing, start out with a question for you. Our church, we are studying the Book of John this year. So why did we choose to do that?
It was kind of originally going to be a 12-week study. And more I was looking at this gospel, the more I was like, there's some really good stuff in here and stuff that we need as a church, but stuff that, I mean, believers in general really need to grab hold of. And so I thought, man, especially with our mission of knowing God, what a great place to start is number one with one of the gospels, but particularly the gospel of John. And it kind of starts with, it kind of came from the importance of what a gospel is and the purpose that John had for writing his gospel. The word gospel is basically a Greek word, euangelion, which means good news. It's the good news of John and his testimony of Jesus Christ, and that's what he's wanting to get out. And in fact, he says in the very purpose for writing in John 20, 30 through 31, he says, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." And essentially what John's going to do is he's going to engage people with the fundamental question of whether you believe there's a God or not. And if you do, here's some facts that you got to come face to face with and make a decision. And that's where the good news is he's here to proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah, and that by believing in him, you have life. And that's the very foundation of who we are as followers of Christ. And so as a church, in order to really, truly know God, love people, and reach nations, we need to just have lives wrapped around this good news. And so that's where this study of the Gospel of John came into play, and to really grab hold of that, what I wanted to share, because this last Saturday was the introduction to the gospel. We didn't really get into the actual nitty-gritty of the gospel yet. I wanted to lay a foundation of why it is we're studying and some key things to be looking at. And the first thing that I really wanted to get across with everyone is the story of God. That's what the Bible is. Mm-hmm. It's God's story of how he's going to redeem sinful creation. And from beginning to end, that's plot, that's the storyline, and it takes different changes and shifts as God is laying out his plan, but it's basically his story. And so starting and studying through the Gospel of John, we're kind of coming past the halfway point in God's story. And so, you know, I wanted everybody to get an idea that this, all the events that are happening that John is talking about relate all the way back to Genesis 1 with the creation, goes all the way to the fall of mankind in Genesis 3, It's all through the covenant promises to Israel, ultimately leading to their captivity in Babylon. It's all written through their story leaving Babylon and going back to Israel and rebuilding the city of Jerusalem to the events of the first century with Rome taking over Israel. It's that this gospel is the culmination of all of those events up that this point of writing. And these are all the things to be important to understand. And so, you know, I gave a quick little overview of what that story was and what God's role was and each plot point of the story, what humanity's role was and how we failed and how God's, you know, moving his story forward. But we're going to get into even more in-depth details as we study each of the sections of the Gospel of John in further detail. So I guess one of the things that I really want to get clear and lay out in this podcast, because it's going to be great for our church members to go back to and listen to and on, but also anybody listening to the podcast here moving forward, is kind of an outline of the Gospel of John. Because I think one of the mistakes that we make as the church is we view the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as historical accounts of Jesus' earthly ministry. And even though they are giving a historical account of some of the events, as we saw from John's purpose, that's not the point of writing. Right. He's not trying to write a historical account. He's got a point behind this all, and that's so that you can know without a doubt that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and only through him is life. And so his gospel here is laid out in such a way to declare that message. Yeah. And so I want to kind of give an outline of his gospel. Chapter 1 kind of acts as the introduction, especially with verses 1 through 18, and it lays the foundation of God in human form, and that's Jesus Christ. Basically, Jesus is the Word, and with the Word, meaning he's with the Word, he's the Word, and he is with the Word, you know, he is God's tabernacle in our midst. It's God in the flesh. The one true God of Israel in human form is what John is laying out there. And in this section, this first section of the gospel, we get seven titles of Jesus. And they're all harking back through that story I was talking about. We see Jesus as the Lamb of God, as the Son of God. We see Jesus as Rabbi, Son of Man, Messiah, King of Israel, a Nazarene, which really has a prophetic significance to the Messiah. And so John lays out all of this in his introduction. And then he starts getting into the heart of the gospel in chapters 2 through 10. And what he's going to do in these chapters is he's going to lay out a series of Jesus's miraculous signs, which all point back to Old Testament significance. And then there's going to be some controversies that come up that where Jesus is going to ruffle some feathers with the religious elite to try and break their viewpoint of clinging to the law and missing out on what God's purpose really, really was. So in chapters 2 through 4, we see these miracles and these controversies revolving around four Jewish institutions. You had chapter 2, the beginning of, you have the wedding and Jesus's first miracle about turning the water into wine. And that's going to be a great study when we get to that. And that harkens back to Isaiah 25:6, talking about the message and we'll have great wine. And it's a symbol of God's generosity. And then it moves into the temple in the latter half of the second chapter. And that's where Jesus makes the declaration, tear down this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days, and talking about his death and resurrection. And then we get into the institution of a rabbi, a teacher, and he's interacting with an actual rabbi in Israel of the day, Nicodemus, and that's where we get John 3:16. That's where he tells him about being born again, and all of those. So he's really going after that institution of the Israelite rabbi. And then you've got the sacred well event in chapter 4, where he's actually talking with a Samaritan woman, which you did not do as a Jew. So you want to be controversial. Number one, you go to Samaria. Yeah. Number two, you start talking with the Samaritans. And number three, you specifically talk to an adulterous, woman Samaritan. Mm-hmm. So he was really shaking the viewpoints of the traditionalists in his day. And so all of those are all important aspects that, like I said, harken back to that story leading up to this time. And so you've got the miraculous signs and controversies, and they move on into chapters 5 through 10, where the focus is going to be on four big Jewish feasts. You got chapter 5 and the Sabbath, where the legalistic view of the Sabbath. You got 6, which goes into the Passover, where Jesus talks about being the bread of life we must eat. Wow, you want to talk about a controversy there. That really, really got things riled up there when he started talking about, you got to eat from me. And then chapter 7 through the beginning of 10 gets into the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's a reflection back to when the Jews had to wander in the wilderness. And during that time, God provided water for them. He provided light through the fire at their encampment. Use imagery during the time to lay the groundwork of this gospel. And so John's really highlighting these key things on purpose, because to the Jewish person, this should give them a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. And to the Greek, it would, should be an exciting thing that they want to know more about. And then the end of chapter 10 is a focus on Hanukkah, which is when they rededicated the temple after the captivity. And there John really highlights that Jesus and the Father are one. And when Jesus starts making these comments, that's when the religious leaders really get riled up and are ready to take Jesus out. And so those chapters kind of really highlight and bring things to a head, and it culminates with two awesome chapters, and that's talking about the raising of Lazarus. And this, through these two chapters and the raising of his friend, Jesus is going to demonstrate his love for others as he rides into Jerusalem as Israel's king, even though, leaders want to conspire to murder him. And basically going out there and doing that level of miraculous miracle with Lazarus was signing his death warrant. And so it's really cool, intense chapters, and marks the turning point. After the raising of Lazarus, that's when things are coming to a head. The cross and the empty tomb is just around the corner. And so chapters 13 through 20 are basically preparing for the cross and the resurrection. And so before his death, Jesus demonstrates God's true nature of selfless love, and then asks his disciples to perform radical acts of service as they love others selflessly. And then we get the cross and the empty tomb. And then the gospel wraps up where Jesus then commissions his disciples to go out there and tell others that he's the Messiah, God's son, and that their success will be greatest when they listen and obey him. And it's cool, we get a picture of discipleship and this concept in the story of the disciples and the fishing trip, where they don't catch anything, and then Jesus is walking on the shore and he says, hey, why don't you throw your net on the other side? And so when they listen and obey, their nets are overflowing. And so that's going to be a cool study as we get into chapter 1. But that'll give you a quick kind of brief overview of the outline of the Gospel of John, and give you a better idea, I think, of what John is trying to achieve with this gospel message. And that kind of leads into some study tips that I want to give in this podcast, because our hope is you can go out to our website and you can see the whole estimated outline of what we're going to tackle each week. And so you can go through and you can study ahead. And my hope is everybody who comes on Saturday will engage in a great discussion about what we studied and what we read. And so in order to do a good study, I think there's four study tips that we need to be thinking about and keeping in mind as we go through the Gospel of John. And so the first thing is keeping God's overall story in mind. Mm-hmm. This is really going to help you understand what's happening. John is not writing this thinking, hey, there's going to be some Americans in the 21st century, so I better fill in a lot of the blanks. No, there's a lot of information in that he's assuming you already know, right? Because he's writing to specific people. And so you got to understand the significance of the Genesis story and the significance of the prophetic writings and the significance of the captivity in Babylon. And so there's some key little things with that you want to keep in mind. The second thing you want to do is, as I mentioned, understand that this is a first century writing focused on a first century church. You know, John didn't go back and go, okay, one day there's 2,000 years from now, there's going to be some churches in a faraway land, so I better keep them in mind. There's no way he could do that. Mm-hmm. And so he's focused on his culture, his time, and there's a lot of the wording and things of that nature are in there. So if you keep in mind, okay, he's writing to a first century church, it was a little bit different, it'll help you then glean what John's purposes were then, and how it then applies to us as the church today in 21st century America. So keep that in mind. It's a first century writing focused on a first century church. And then as you go through the gospel, think about how Jesus talks about himself in relation to the Father. You're going to really get some great insight on the Trinity and the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you're going to get some insight into the church's relation to Jesus and ultimately the Father. So really, really be thinking about how Jesus talks about himself in relation to the Father. One of the things that's going to help with these, the second and third point, is there's a lot of cross references to the Old Testament and a lot of references that he makes to it. You know, look those up and read them in their context so you have a better idea. And then the last thing, and this is the practical part about it, is as you're reading and you're studying through, you know, how do you need to change your thinking and living based on what you learn about Jesus? You know, Jesus is a life changer. Yeah. And trusting in him isn't just something you do. It's a full 100% commitment. It's a change. And so as you're learning about who God is and who Jesus is in your relationship with him, think about the changes. Man, what he just said there. Wow, I should change the way I talk. Ooh, I should change the way I think of things, and really get specific with what you think God is doing in your life. And if you take these study tips and keep those always fresh in your mind, I think you'll have a great time studying and you'll have a great time discussing with us all on Saturday. So yeah, it's kind of a mouthful. Hey.
It's good.
It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty excited about going through John with the church. It's going to be great. And like you said, it goes right along with our first part of our mission statement as a church, knowing God. We, you know, really believe that the more we know God, the more it changes our life. And so
yeah, absolutely.
With John's purpose there for writing it, that we would know who Jesus is, it's going to be a really great study. And so I just want to throw out a resource too that we're using on Saturdays as we get together. Everybody has a Gospel of John scripture journal, and those are really great if you good want tool. to just study one book at a time or something like that. It's a nice thing that we're going to be using together, and so maybe pick one of those things up and study along with us. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. Shannon, thanks for giving us that, man. There's a lot of information. I think it's easy to miss when we are studying the Bible.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate that. And we hope this podcast is a blessing to you. If you have any questions, reach out to us. Our website is www.motionchurch.life. So reach out to us, and we'd love to answer any questions you got. And we'll see you next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Motion Church Weekly. As always, head over to our website at motionchurch.life or follow us on social media to keep up with the latest from Motion Church. We hope you have a great week.